Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, kind of hard to believe, but the holidays are upon us, huh?
Right. Yeah, they are. It just snuck up on us this year.
Happens every year, doesn't it? You know, it looks like we'd get kind of accustomed to it, but somehow it always comes as a surprise. And you wrote a blog recently about dealing with the stress of Thanksgiving
holidays,
and Christmas.
Yeah. The holidays are really stressful for a lot of people. Most people associate the holidays with family and friends and happy memories, but oftentimes those feelings are also associated with sad feelings and feelings of grief and missing the ones that are no longer with us. Mm-hmm. And so dealing with that is important. And you know, a lot of people feel like they have to be happy because that's the time of the year. And, you know, but it's really healthy to acknowledge your sadness and your grief and deal with it and reach out to your loved ones and let them know what you're going through.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially in here, you said reach out to positive friends and family members. That's not necessarily all friends and family members, but seek out people who are positive and have a good outlook.
Yeah, you want to surround yourself with people that make you happy. And that, you know, there's studies that show that smiles, if you smile at someone, it's just a natural reaction for them to smile back. And so it is really easy to spread happiness and joy. Mm-hmm. Purposely finding those people that can do that for you is important, and not going to those that can necessarily take you the opposite direction.
Yeah, yeah. And there's sometimes more than a few of those.
Yeah, and so, you know, family get-togethers are very stressful because you're around, you know, we love our family members, but we often have different feelings and beliefs, and so it is stressful. And so you add that on top of grief and sadness, and it just, you, all kinds of emotions that you're going through.
You write about expectations of what the holiday should be, and everybody's sort of built up. It's through advertising and everything else that we see in the media that creates this ideal.
Yeah, and sometimes you just need to step back and look at what you really value as being important and kind of maybe just revamp how you do your holidays. And don't try to overdo these expectations, because oftentimes that adds additional stress to the already stressful event that you're having. Scale back and focus on the things that are really important, the being with the family and not trying to outdo whatever you have from last year or from your childhood or from, you know, your neighbors or whatever it is.
We're talking with Sarah Latham. Sarah's the Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent, one of the Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agents. Another thing that's interesting, kind of connected to the holidays, the Hunt and Raines County 4-H Club have a Christmas community service project. I think it's very interesting.
Yes, this is an annual project that the 4-H clubs do, and it's an Any Soldier project. And so they
it's what again?
Any Soldier. Sorry. Uh-huh. The Any Soldier project. And they collect items, donated items, and they box them up and they send them over to soldiers stationed overseas for the holidays. And so there's a list listed on our website, and so you can find on our Facebook page, so you can find it easily. All kinds of things, you know, and I'm actually about to head over to one of the dentist office, Commerce Dental. They're going to donate some floss for us. So really happy that the local businesses are buying into this also. But, and so if anyone, you know, wants to donate something, the deadline is Monday, November 25th. And I'll be happy to come by and grab it from you, or you can drop it off at our office in downtown Greenville. We have a donation box. So it's a really feel good thing. We enjoy this every year.
And this is for all service members.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's a pretty specific list of what they're looking for.
Right. There is. And the main thing that they do stress is that no liquids, no like hand sanitizers or lotions or anything like that, just because of the shipping restrictions that we have now. But, you know, there are lots of things, foot powder, baby wipes, cheese cracker, you know, the little crackers that are individually packaged, playing cards, dice games, anything, you know, puzzle books, things like that can be easily mailed that they can use.
And they could bring them to your office?
You can bring them to our office. You can email me and I'll come get it from you however you would like.
Which is on...
And you can also make monetary donations if you prefer. There is a website set up, and then there's a link to that on that flyer.
Okay, good. So again, the deadline is Monday, November 25th, and your office is on Washington Street, more or less Market Square.
Yes, just downtown, in downtown Greenville.
Downtown Greenville. Saw something else interesting on your Facebook page. You all recently, we don't have much time, but you all recently found a collection of recipes from the early 1950s.
Yeah, we were going through some file cabinets, and we found this. It was a stack of just the Home Demonstrator Clubs, their recipes. And so they were really neat. So our office assistant Leora decided to kind of do a throwback Thursday with these and start putting some of the recipes out. She started with kind of an easy cake recipe, but they were really neat. They were from the 50s, and she, you know, it's just neat to see the way that, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just kind of nostalgic.
You said that some of them were on recycled paper or paper that had already been printed on.
Right. So that was, Leora, our office assistant, was extremely excited about her detective work to figure out how old these recipes were. And she found one of the recipes was written on the back of a letter that someone had sent to their senator, and it was dated in 51. Or it was dated, she could tell the senator's name, so she was able to research that and kind of find out who was when he was in office. And so it was really neat to find it. So we're going to try to do that weekly and put out some holiday related recipes.
The first one that I saw was a one egg cake. I've never heard of a one egg cake. I guess that's the emphasis is on one egg.
Right. And it's pretty simple. There's not a whole lot in that cake, right. But I was like, well, that sounds kind of good to me. It was like sugar, butter, egg. I'm like, okay.
One cup of sugar, I didn't write down how much butter here. Mrs. H.L. Standifer of Merritt.
Yes.
Submitted that recipe.
It's funny to see, the names, because oftentimes there are people there were several clubs around the Commerce area, and so there were people, names that I recognized when we were going through things. So it's fun.
And you're going to be doing some more of those.
Yes, we're going to try to do some every Thursday.
And you're inviting people to try the recipe.
Yes, and let us know. Or take a picture and post it. Yeah. We'd love to hear how it turned out.
That'd be fantastic. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Sarah Latham, Hutt County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.